Joining us now is Joe Cordell, CEO of Cordell & Cordell. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ken. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being with us today. You had a column recently in Financial Advisor magazine, and a lot of people might wonder, what does a financial advisor have to do with divorce? And actually, they can have a lot to do with it, can't they?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I regularly do a column for Financial Advisor magazine, and I think that the fact that I have a CPA as well is a factor. But yeah, there's no question that financial planning and financial advice is arguably most critical in people's lives whenever they're going through the divorce process, because all of the planning that they had in place up to that point is suddenly turned upside down. And then you throw in the uncertainty that accompanies divorce, because neither party knows precisely what's going to happen at the end until close to the end, in which case whatever assumptions they had had before for retirement, funding educational expenses, maybe having sufficient income for various discretionary purchases, all of that is out the window, and a new game plan has to be created.
Now, your article, of course, was aimed at financial advisors. What can someone who is facing divorce learn from some of the things that you had passed along in this article?
Well, I think that among the things I talked about in the article, the most recent article, were the particular challenges that financial advisors make, and that divorce is really its own unique set of circumstances, whether you're the client or whether you're an advisor. And it's especially important that advisors keep in mind, as must clients, that they're forced to make among the most critical decisions that they'll make in their lives. I mean, if you were to have a short list of periods during their lives in which they were arguably least capable of making really tough calls, on that list would clearly be the valley they walk through called divorce. And yet it's also a time when they have to make all these decisions. So all these things are put in front of them by professionals, whether it's CPAs, certainly their attorneys, but in addition to that, people all around them, even planning decisions like housing, et cetera. Meanwhile, the obligations they have for their children in the distant future, that train continues to go down the track. So I think that it's critical for clients to recognize that, it's kind of like the fog of war. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of motion. There's this wellspring of resentments and anxiety and all those things that go with divorce fear. And yet it's a time when they must make decisions. They don't have the luxury of simply deciding that they're going to postpone all these things till sometime when everything calms down the road. So in this sort of fog of war, they're forced to make very tough decisions.
I like that analogy of fog of war, because you're certainly right about that. It's just hard to keep a straight thought in your mind when you have all of these emotions going on. CordellCordell.com is the website. You do have attorneys here in the Phoenix area?
We do.
And let me ask you this before I let you go, Joe. One of my favorite movies of all time, I'm wondering if it's one of yours too, War of the Roses.
Well, that's kind of the reefer madness of divorce. But, I've actually had clients who've gone through something very similar to that. So for me, while it's a comedy, at the same time, I recognize that it's all too well-laced with reality.
A tragic comedy is what that is, for sure.
And you're right.
Your attorneys are ready to help people get through this, and you do focus on men in your practice.
We do. Probably, 98-99% of our clients are men, but I'll tell you that mothers love us, since they all, all sons have mothers, and we also find that we're popular among second wives, who often urge their new husbands to come to us, regarding modifications and other things.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you very much for being with us this morning. Again, Cordell, C-O-R-D-E-L-L, CordellCordell.com is the website to find a location near you. Joe Cordell, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Ken.